And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Heather Curley Novak is obsessed with her bicycle.
They say less is more, but I'm a girl for whom more is more. I like things a lot. I am zealous and easily obsessed or excitable. I live my life well most days, but my obsessions can make me a little crazy. I guess I'm a binger. I'm a little bingy. I bingeth. I am a woman bingeonified. Of course that was a word before I used it. One of my latest obsessions has been cargo bikes. I've been biking more for daily errands and thus carrying more of whatever else I might be obsessed with upon my bicycle. My little girls are squished together in the trailer on trips to school drop-off. My front basket gets loaded down with whatever we find at the farmer's market to eat. I want to do even more with my bicycle. I want to pretend I am brave enough to sell our second car and do without. A cargo bike would make that more realistic. I have eaten, slept, and dreamed about cargo bikes the past 6 months. A long tail, a box bike. Madsen, Yuba, Extracycle. I've pinned them on Pinterest. I've liked them on Facebook. I've test ridden them, borrowed them, drooled over them. Alongside my new cargo bike obsession, I am getting an education on bicycling in general. I've devoured two books by Ellie Blue, Bikeonomics and Everyday Bicycling. I bought an extra copy, so if you want to borrow it, let me know. I'm getting more active as a voice of the mama who wants to bicycle more and more safely with her kids. I'm joining local and national bicycling groups online like League of American Cyclists to learn more about bike advocacy and bike safety. One of the surprises I've discovered in my everyday riding is the valuable bicycle conversations with strangers. They like the music I play from the handlebars, compliments of a cell phone mount and Pandora. I often listen to Squirrel Nut Zippers or Squeeze just for sass. I've had friends ask, "Do you really ride your bike to Target?" "Yes, I do," I tell them. I get to encourage them to ride more, to ride farther. Like me, they realize it is only a mindset that they can only drive the car there. There is some planning involved to bike as transportation. When I first biked to a place I'd only driven before, it was an adventure. As a stay-at-home mama, I don't get a lot of adventure outside of scraped knees and mystery food in our refrigerator. Embarking on my bike to the grocery store was exciting. It was a little scary. What if I got a flat tire? What if I got hit by a car? But then again, riding in the car is risky too. I also believe I'm a better driver on a bicycle than in a car. I do not take my safety for granted. I am observant and vigilant, and I pray a lot. My worries are shallower, too. What if I bought too much and couldn't get it home on the bicycle? This alone keeps me from shopping like I might do otherwise. I discovered I buy less because I'm biking more. I'm also saving money to buy a bigger, better bike. A cargo bike? Or at least a Bobike child seat for my older daughter. She's 5 years old now, and the Bobike Juniors for kids up to 10 years old. It will be a safer alternative to Porsche riding on my rear rack, which we call our fake cargo bike. We had an accident with her precious foot and the spokes, and I saw the value of spending money to ride safer. I'm remorseful and embarrassed we needed a scary accident to get me ready to spend more money on quality equipment. We continue to bike and are not scared off from biking despite our mishaps. And then this week I drove to the gym at 4:30 a.m. because I was afraid I would not have the energy after class to bike home again. There was an NPR piece on global warming and how birds are in danger of becoming extinct. I felt the weight of my own responsibility to our environment. I felt embarrassed and foolish to be so blessed that I could drive to the gym to get exercise. I can do something to reduce global warming by biking instead of driving even once a week. I vowed to bike to the gym next time, even at 4:30 a.m. It is only 3 miles from home, and I like birds a lot, almost as much as I love biking. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Heather Curley Novak.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.